So I want to go into a very specific process for forgiveness, okay? And I'm going to invite you to do it, all of you to do it with me in your own space. And if you have a lot of distractions around you, you might want to come back and do this, okay? Because this really does take you into, if you allow it to, a different dimension with your indie, right? So if you're having distractions, if you're on the computer, if you're, you know, making dinner for your kids or lunch or breakfast, whatever, wherever you are in the time zone scheme of things, you're not going to be able to experience this the way you could, okay? So if at all possible, step away from that, close your computer unless you're on the web with us, and just make sure you're not checking your email while you're listening or doing those other distracting things that we do, because that's actually going to be taking you away from the relief that you could really experience during this time. And if you're in a situation where you cannot move away from distractions, if you're making dinner, you're watching your children, I actually invite you to, if you want to listen, that's fine, but come back and really be in this process, because this is an experience. Okay, this is an experience. I want you to close your eyes right now and just give yourself a minute. Whew. Okay, give yourself a minute. It's already coming through me. This is why you're hearing me so strong in this moment. Yowzers! I want you to think of someone in your life that you have still not forgiven. It may have been something someone said to you that hurt you. Unkind words that affected you. It may have been something someone did to you. You will know if there's unresolved forgiveness there if when you think of it, it still hurts and it still brings with it anger. Okay? Now, I want you to trust the person that came into your mind. Now, I want you to be aware of what sometimes happens. Sometimes a person will come into our mind, and when I've done this with women one-on-one, sometimes I'll hear women say, but I already forgave that person for that. I don't know why that person showed up. I've already been through that. I already forgave that. I want you to trust that whoever showed up is requiring, there might be additional residual pieces there, because you haven't taken it through the entire process that we're going to do together. So I really want you to trust that whoever shows up is showing up for a particular reason, okay, and utilize that. Now, how do you know? If you think of that person right now and you feel that person, if there's any sadness or hurt, any hurt that still exists, and if there's any anger associated with that, then there's unresolved forgiveness that we can experience together. This is the part that's really important, okay? The majority of us, especially as very conscious women, understand that we don't want to hold on to any negative feelings, right? So we move very quickly through into forgiveness. It's a mistake. And let me tell you why. In order to fully step into a really open space with forgiveness, you have got to give yourself permission to experience the anger. So I'm going to invite every single one of you to actually stand up, if at all possible, in the space that you're in, so that you can really feel this in your body. This is something when you, if you are around little kids or you have, you know, that in your environment. And this is something I really needed to learn as a mom. So I'll watch my kids, right, and one of them will do something to the other. And all I want as a mom, right, is for them just to forgive each other and move on. I don't like seeing anybody hurt, right? Just to make it right. Let's just make it right. When we bypass the opportunity to feel the anger in the hurt, you can't even move on to the forgiveness. It's what, you know, we would consider a spiritual bypass. You say you've forgiven someone, but if you haven't allowed yourself to feel the anger and the hurt, you cannot really forgive. Okay? You haven't allowed yourself to experience the emotional process that brings you into the forgiveness experience. You bypass it. So it can be challenging as a mom, and you see your people, but your little ones, right, get hurt and then process that I'm angry, I'm hurt feeling before they can even forgive, right? Because you just want to fix it. We do the same exact things with ourselves. Okay, this is where the relief starts to come. Okay, and you need this process in order to get into the relief. So I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to be in this with you, okay? I want you to feel, oh, goodness, this is not going to be easy for me either, ladies. I'm in something so, oh, man. This is why I was resisting this call. I'll tell you this right now. Dang it. Okay. I want you to think of that person that you have still not forgiven. And I want you to remember the specific experience, whatever it was that they did or said that hurt you. And I want you to feel that anger and that hurt, and I want you to feel it throughout your entire body. I want you to feel it come up through your legs and into your thighs and into your stomach, and you might feel your stomach clench, and you might want to push away, and you might be resisting this, and let it come up into, right, that piece of you, your heart, your chest, your arms, and feel that. Feel what it felt like to feel that hurt and feel that anger. Let yourself feel that. Feel that emotion inside. Let it come up all the way into your throat, and you might feel the burn and the sting and the betrayal and the sharpness and the sting of it. Feel it. Feel it right now. Bring it up. Bring it all the way up into your experience. Oh. Feel it. And now I want you to see that person in front of you. With your eyes closed in your mind's eye, I want you to see that person in front of you. I want you to look directly into that person's eyes. Directly into that soul. And now I want you to lean forward. And I want you to whisper, I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. Now breathe. And just be aware of your body right now. Be aware of how you're responding. Be aware of what you're feeling. Part of you may already begin to feel some sort of energy release, relief. Other part of you might want to question if anything's really happening or what's this point. It's okay. All of those pieces, just honor them. Just be fully in your present moment. And keep your eyes closed. And just feel for a moment. Now, continue to breathe. The power of forgiving others is strong. I want to make something really clear. You are not condoning what someone did. You are not even accepting what someone did. You're forgiving. So the power of forgiving others is strong. However, it is the power of self-forgiveness that separates us from mediocrity into success. I know that all of us are reaching into the level of true success. And by success, what I'm referring to is our opportunity as women to fully become that which we are here to become, to fully open up to the evolution of our souls, to allow the experiences outside of us that trigger us to become a reminder of what it is we told ourselves we would allow ourselves to become. You cannot bypass this process with your indie. I want you now to think of something that you have not forgiven yourself for. And I want you to close your eyes, and I want this to organically come to you. It may be in relation to what you just forgave someone else for. It may not. Okay, I just want you to feel into, and you'll feel a memory or a ugh or a little shame around ooh. Okay? And even if you think or feel that you've forgiven yourself for this already, if it's coming up, I want you to trust it. So right now, what I want you to do is close your eyes and feel into something that you have not forgiven yourself for. And just take a moment. Okay, it's going to be silent on the line for just a moment. I want everyone to feel into this space. So close your eyes. Feel into something that you have not yet forgiven yourself for. Now, this is part of the portion that women sometimes overthink. I want to make something really clear. Once you have this process, you can do it again and again and again. So for the sake of allowing yourself to start to participate in this process, I want you to choose something. Okay? I want you to choose something. All right. You all have something. Now, we're going to go through a specific set of awarenesses around this particular piece so that you can access the point of forgiveness. Let me tell you what the majority of us do if we even get to this point. If we're self-aware enough to know that we need to forgive ourselves, what we typically do is just say, okay, I've got to forgive myself for that. Okay? And we try to move on. But there's a specific point of access that I want you to connect with. So, whatever just came up for you that you realize you haven't forgiven yourself for, I want you to remember how old you were. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was last month. Maybe you were 16. Maybe you were 20, maybe you were 14, maybe you were 5, I don't know. But I want you to be able to connect with the specific age, even if it was earlier today, okay? Whatever it was, wherever you were in your life cycle, when you did this or experienced this, which you now know you want to forgive yourself for, I want you to actually connect with who you were then, how old you were, okay? So close your eyes, keep your eyes closed, and connect with how old you were. See her. See that woman or that little girl or that teenager, whoever that was. I want you to see her. I want you to see her. I want you to meet her in that imaginary space and time when she did, said, experienced, whatever it was that you know you need to forgive yourself for. And I want you to go meet her there. So maybe right now you're going to meet your 6-year-old or your 18-year-old or your 22-year-old or the person from this morning or yesterday or last month. I want you to go and imagine yourself sitting in front of them right then. And I want you to look at you then. And I want you to look into your eyes then. And I want you to say, you did what you knew how to do at the time. Meet her right there where she is, however old she is. See her. You did what you knew how to do at the time. I forgive you. Tell her. Tell her, I forgive you. Feel that for a moment. Feel that for a moment. And now, and now I want you to see that portion of you, whether you were 6 or 18 or 22 or yesterday, right? Now I want you to see her looking at you. And I want you to open up your sense of receiving within your Indi. And I want you to feel her looking right at you. You right now, the present you. And I want you to feel her say to you, I forgive you. Now, what have you just done? Just feel it for a minute. Feel that. She's forgiving you for holding her hostage all this time. She's forgiving you for being angry with her, for being disappointed in her, for holding back your true source of forgiveness and condemning her, shaming her, beating her up, telling her she should have known better, could have done better, should have done something differently. She's forgiving you. Let it happen. Let it happen. Many of us as women try to just forgive ourselves from our current vantage point, and we can't. We can't. The woman, the child, the young girl, whoever it was that made the decision then that you have to forgive now, you can't access it from where you are now. You must go back too, the little girl, the woman, the age of which you were, and see her and forgive her for where she was then. And then allow her to forgive you for holding a grudge for the past 20, 30, 40 years, or even a half an hour, where the forgiveness wasn't fully present. That is how you access forgiveness. Now there's one last piece to this, as far as this specific part of the process, and then we're going to talk about logistically how this layer is going to affect you in the coming weeks. So that piece of you that you just forgave, and the piece of you that just forgave you, I want you to connect with her again. In fact, I want you to see her. I want you to see her sitting next to you. And I want you to know that she has a message for you. With your receding open and your forgiveness now clear, I invite you to receive that message for her, from her. So in the silence, I'm going to let you be with that piece of you for a moment and allow yourself to receive what it is that she has to tell you now. And now what I want you to do is I want you to actually get a pen and a piece of paper. And I want you to take just a few seconds, in fact, to write down the core of the message that she just shared with you. So now in your current awareness, now that you've opened up that forgiveness piece, I want you to write down the current message that this aspect has to share with you. Okay, so now you should have that message from that piece of you, okay? So let's talk about what actually just transpired and the opportunity that you have to utilize this going forward and how often I utilize this in my life. I told you that you cannot access the point of forgiveness from your current vantage point because in your current vantage point, you do know better. Okay, so if you try to do that, you're going to miss that beautiful, opportune point to really open up into the forgiveness piece. So it was a while back that I kept having a memory of me as a little girl when I went into a corner store around our house and I stole a piece of bubble gum. And I might have been like five, six years old. And it was coming into my awareness randomly. And I thought, my goodness, that's so funny. Like, I know I was a little girl, that's crazy. Why do I have that memory? But what was speaking to me is that I hadn't accessed that five-year-old little girl who was wanting the forgiveness. So what's going to happen this week, and I want you to be open to this, is that you might have to start having memories, junior high memories, high school memories, college memories, where you did something that wasn't in full alignment with your truth, and you feel like, my gosh, that was ridiculous. I didn't know, right? I was a little girl, or it's okay. Why is that bothering me? You've got to go through this process with it. So So being able to close your eyes and being able for me to close my eyes and see that little five-year-old girl who was still crying. She was so, so upset and so mad at herself that she took that. And for me to be able to, as an adult self, go back to her and say, it's okay, I forgive you. You did what you knew how to do at the time. And to feel her and then to actually have her forgive me and say, I forgive you for holding a grudge against me, right, for the past 30 years, thinking I should have known better when I didn't, and freeing that space. So you're going to have this opportunity time and time again throughout the close of the year. And this is such a gorgeous way for you to end the year. Okay? So this is going to serve you. Now, what I want to say is that the person also, when you go through the forgiveness piece for the person, because the people memories will be coming up as well, the person does not have to still be living. So if you're having a memory of someone that passed, your grandmother, I had this with Dave's grandmother, my husband's grandmother, last summer, and she had already passed, and I was staying at her house, and I thought, oh, why does this memory keep coming? But I hadn't fully forgave her for something. So the person could still be living, they could already be passed, the process still works, okay?